Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，发现节目原稿和精彩好文。来小酒馆铺子逛逛全球好物，在这里邂逅更广阔的世界。Hi everyone, 欢迎回来酒馆 and welcome back to Global Village. In the previous episode, we talked to Stephanie, an Australia-based nutritionist who's from New Zealand and is working for Sanitarium.A brand that has over 100 years of history in healthy food products. Today, we're going to continue our talk with Stephanie on healthy diet.
I mean, being a nutrition expert yourself, let me guess, you get asked frequent questions about what is healthy diet? How can I keep fit? How can I lose weight? By friends and acquaintances? Because, I mean, I want to ask you those questions.
Yes, definitely. I get asked these questions and I do love getting asked questions from family and friends and just like anyone, like random people. I'm like, oh, great. Let's have a conversation. And I learn a lot from the questions that they ask as well.
Yeah.
Like the other day, this kind of shocked me when my friend asked me this really random question. She was like, oh, you realize that the bumps on the back of your arm are because of so-and-so, and it was something to do with food. And I've obviously never heard that and was like, okay, so where did you read that? And she's like, I just saw it on a video on TikTok. And straight face, like, just took that as, yep, this has got to be the truth.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
TikTok are the main sources of information now, apparently.
Yeah, and so I think that's, you can tell from someone's question as to where the information may have come from.So I think one thing that people need to do is go and find those sources of information that you can trust and are credible and do your reading and educate yourself from those sources because they'll serve you the best.
Don't just read into the clickbaits.
Yeah, and I mean, it's easy to do. Like, you can see why that happens.And of course, like TikTok, it's easy to sit there and just watch videos. Like that's easier than reading, I suppose. So,
yeah. And I mean, people who really don't have a lot of expert opinion, they are the ones who sound really self-assured.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone definitely has their opinion.
Yeah. But what do you think about some of these popular fatty diets like keto?Very, very popular, yeah. 这个生酮饮食 intermittent fasting, or like paleo. From an expert's point of view, what do you think of them? Are these, they must have a point, right? But I sometimes wonder if they are really for the general public, like average people like myself to try.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise out there when it comes to diets, as I think most people are aware of. And once again, you just need to pick your online sources of information very carefully.You know, if there are plans out there or diets that are highly restrictive, so they're removing certain food groups or they are promising quick fixes, they're the ones that you most likely need to stay away from because they're going to set you up for failure. They're going to set you up for that perhaps short-term weight loss, which is what people are after, but it'll be short-term. They're really hard to sustain long-term.
You cannot keep it, can you?
Yeah.Exactly.
Like keto is cutting carbs entirely out of your diet, right?
Yeah, so keto is a very low carbohydrate diet. So it's about under 50 grams, I think, which is equivalent to two slices of bread and a banana. So it's a very low carb, very high fat. And the aim of this is to send your body in ketosis. So that means your body's using fat and its byproducts, ketones, as your primary fuel source.So it's really hard to sustain, and although you might get some quick weight loss from it, it's very difficult to get enough of your essential vitamins and minerals and fiber and phytonutrients because it's restricting your food groups.
Yeah. So you wouldn't, like, that's definitely, as a nutritionist, you wouldn't recommend to, like, everyone to try.
No. Like, with keto, it's important to note that it can be a legitimate medical intervention for some cases of severe epilepsy, but for the general population, I definitely would not recommend a keto diet.
Yeah, because it's one of those, because it's a fad, so, you know, it gets talked about so much on social media, people start to follow it, and a lot of people see this as a profiting opportunity, so they start to sell these diets or products. And
exactly.
Yeah, that's something I worry about.
I was just going to say intermittent fasting as well. I think it's probably important to touch a little bit on that because
yeah,
it
sure.
has come to light a little bit more. And many diets kind of fall into intermittent fasting. So there's, you may have heard of the 5-2, which is 5 days eating normally, 2 days where you drastically limit your calories. And then also the 16-8, and that's more around time-restricted eating. So
yeah, that I've heard both.
Fasting for 16, eating for 8. I think the core kind of problem with intermittent fasting, it's great because, you know, you can restrict your time of eating and therefore you're eating less and that's when, you know, your weight loss can happen. But the problem of what you're eating still exists.
Yeah, I wouldn't try them because I feel like 16-8 to compensate, I will eat a lot of unhealthy food during those 8 hours. And I'll definitely make up for the 16 hours.
Exactly.
Loss.
Like, there's no point being like, sweet, 8 hours. Okay, I can just go eat a bunch of chocolate now in this eight hours. Like, that's not getting to the core of the problem, which is, you know, creating those healthier habits of eating food that's actually going to impact your overall health and well-being.
Yeah. I think we're switching from, gradually people are switching from just a quick fix, like you said, weight loss, to more generally health conscious, wanting to eat a balanced diet. But you mentioned, I've seen your profile, you mentioned that you love Mediterranean food. I mean, I'm on board with that as well, because I love Mediterranean food. And Mediterranean diet is considered one of the healthier diets, right?
Yeah, so yes, love Mediterranean food, like Greek restaurant, Lebanese, Turkish, like there's just something about falafels and hummus and tabbouleh, love it. And yeah, the best thing is that there are a bunch of health benefits surrounding a Mediterranean style of eating. It's actually the most researched dietary pattern now worldwide, and it's been linked to a bunch of health benefits, so improved cardiovascular health, reduced risk of diabetes, and even longevity, so living longer. And there's actually been some recent Australian research done that has linked it to helping with fighting depression. So definitely an eating pattern that people should be interested in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fresh ingredients as well, and then just like healthy fats as well.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose its core is it's plant foods, whole plant foods. So fruits and vegetables and grains and legumes and nuts, all the things that we should be eating more of each day, and as well as olive oil.
And it's also just generally really delicious. It's not like a hardship to have that kind of diet.
No, it's not. It's actually really delicious.
Yeah, exactly. But coming back to being a nutritionist, what is, earlier on you mentioned that you really have a passion for this field, but what is the biggest challenge for you, like in terms of being a nutritionist?
Oh, the biggest challenge. We've touched on it a bit, and it's getting people to understand there's no quick fix to sustained weight loss or sustained healthy living. Like, it's a journey. And so, like, it's the mindset. So getting people to understand that exact point. It takes time, and all good things take time, right? So
I'm sure people think of you as someone who holds the secret key to quick weight loss, and they'll be like, yes, definitely, but really, what is the secret? And you're like, there's no secret.
Yeah.
Really, what is the secret?
And I'm like, the secret is you've got to create new habits and do them for the rest of your life and continue to educate yourself. Like, it's an ongoing journey. I think the other challenging part of it is, you know, it's not just nutrition that impacts someone's food choice. If it was, then we would all be fit and healthy and running around for a long time. But it's our environment, culture, you know, events in our life that cause stress, food availability. There's a lot of different things that impact our food choices, and nutrition's just one. And that's really challenging too.
True. So as we're coming to the end of our discussion, any easy to follow tips you could share with our audience with regard to healthy and balanced diet?
Yeah, sure. I think I've been talking about plant foods quite a bit, and I think this is quite an easy, simple way that everyone should be able to do this. And it's literally counting your plant foods. So we should be aiming to have and don't be shocked by this, Lulu. I'm actually interested to see what you think. We should be aiming to have 30 unique plant foods a week. So plant what foods being... Yeah, so for example, let's take a breakfast cereal. We'll just go breakfast cereal because this is what I do. Mm-hmm. So if we take Nutribrex, that's whole grain wheat. So that's one plant food. Say we want to add a banana to that, that's a second plant food. And then say we want to add some almonds, that's a third plant food. So that meal in itself, that's three plant foods right there. And for optimal gut health, something we can work towards is trying to aim for 30 unique plant foods across
wow.
the week. Yeah.
So and I that cannot might be... even just stick with the same plant food. I can't just say, okay, I love eating tomatoes, and then I just stick with tomatoes every day. That's just not healthy enough. I have to switch it.
Well, tomatoes is a fantastic food. So if you're eating tomatoes every day, absolutely fine. It's like, it's still fine to eat foods every day. These whole plant foods every day. And you'll probably be surprised at how much variety you are actually consuming. But it's just so we don't get... It's for our optimal gut health, really. The bugs that live in our gut love a range of plant foods to feed on. So that's why we want to feed them with that variety. But I mean, herbs and spices, for example, they count as plant foods. So...
Oh, okay. Good.
As you can... you'll probably be surprised that you can get to 30 pretty quickly. So it's not as though you have to eat very different every single day of the week. It's not like that at all.
Yeah. I mean, if I eat a salad, I can knock a few out of the park. I mean, I can
exactly.
check a few
you can
boxes.
Probably knock, yeah, like 7 to 10 out in one meal. Like, that's great.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And
okay.
I think the other one, that's one tip. And then the other one would be that we should be seeing our health and well-being as a journey. And, you know, we're forever educating ourselves on that journey. It's like most things in life. We don't get really good at something really quickly. It takes time, you know, with our,
true.
For example, our fitness, career progression, whatever it is, it all takes time. And nutrition and health is the exact same. Just educate yourself at a pace
Stick
that suits
it.
You. Yeah, exactly.
No quick fixes. I think that is definitely.
I'm sorry, there's not.
Yeah, I think we're going to wrap up here, but it was a lovely talk with you. I've definitely learned so much more. This 30, I've never heard of that before. And also I've learned not to listen to any TikTok or Douyin accounts when it comes to, no, perhaps check your sources. I think that's very important. And also, guys, Nutribrex, that is guaranteed by our nutritionist expert as a healthy breakfast choice. Okay. And thank you, Stephanie, for coming to the show. And then maybe in the future, we'll talk about something else also related to just general health and well-being.
Thanks, Lulu. That was great. I'd love to.
All right. So if you guys have anything to share, anything to ask when it comes to healthy food, healthy living, leave us a comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time. Bye.
听了营养专家 Stephanie 的建议。你是不是跃跃欲试，准备用健康膳食甩掉过年囤积的脂肪了呢？酒馆全新上架澳洲百年品牌 Nutribrex 麦片蜂蜜和蓝莓口味，和许多零食麦片的高糖高油不同， Nutribrex 有 97% 的全谷成分，非油炸非膨化，富含蛋白质膳食纤维，更有维生素 B1 B2 烟酸叶酸钾铁等等人体必需矿物质，是健身教练都会强推的减脂营养主食，搭配牛奶酸奶水果，简单快手的营养减脂餐轻松完成。公众号露露的英文小酒馆，下方菜单进入酒馆铺子，和 Nutribrex 一起活力满满，健康动人。